This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You may join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got all kinds of interesting things to talk about tonight. On the way, the orangutan with human rights, at least according to a court in Argentina, is apparently making the move to Florida. We can talk about what that means. Plus, apparently, the very first ever legal, at least in our lifetimes, cannabis consumption establishment since prohibition is about to open up in Hollywood, and we'll tell you about that. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
But Mark, you are very concerned. You're very concerned tonight about the status of Americans and their preparedness, or maybe people worldwide, and their preparedness for the recession, whatever recession might be coming. You believe that one is relatively imminent?
Well, I don't know if you could use the term recession, because at this point...
That's what you used off the air.
I did use it off the air because I'm using it as a catch-all. And the reason is the recession's defined as, and I don't have it sitting here right in front of me, but basically two quarters of negative growth or something to that effect.
Hmm.
Well, do you write the numbers, Ian?
No.
I don't write the numbers. Nobody listening to me writes the numbers. The government writes the numbers. And the government does not benefit by a recession. At least, you know, a lot of people in the government don't, right? The government doesn't exist. There are different factions in there and that kind of thing. And hopefully the factions keep each other honest. But the government doesn't benefit if we're in what we call a recession.
Now, when you say the government doesn't benefit,
yep,
you mean because tax revenues would go down in theory because of recession?
No, they want the consumers consuming. They want everybody to...
Well, people are still going to consume.
They want them happy. Well, yeah, they're going to consume, but are they going to consume as much?
Are people happy now?
I don't know.
Okay.
Some people are happy, some aren't. There's a consumer confidence index. It's not doing as well as it has been, but, you know, it's doing okay.
March 21st, according to Vox.com, new survey shows Americans are unhappier than they've been in years.
I'm not talking about happiness. I'm talking about the consumer confidence, you know, the way they feel about the marketplace and that
sort of thing. Okay, so it doesn't matter whether to the government gang whether you're happy or not, as long as you're consuming.
You're confident in the market. That's what makes them the comfortable. So if the recession, if the recession is no longer called a recession, I don't know what it's going to be called, and I don't even know how we rate it, right? So we don't get the numbers. The numbers have been pencil whipped for as long as we've been alive, and it's getting worse. I mean, we don't even find out. You hear that it's the lowest employment numbers in years, but there's more people who are choosing not to work than in many years, too. So you have this weird situation going on where we don't know what the numbers are exactly, and they make it more and more difficult to find out what the numbers are. Do I think that's... A financial crisis is coming, and I did use that term off the air, too. And I think that a lot of people are already living with a financial crisis.
Well, I mean, the standard of living is down. It's harder to, you know, make ends meet these days because the government has continually inflated the money supply. Wages have not kept up with inflation.
I'm not sure
the
standard of living is down. I don't know what that is.
Well, I don't know what it is either, but to me, it sounds to me like, you know, what's my standard that I'm living by? Is it going up or down? Am I having a nicer life or am I having a crappier life?
My life's a lot better than it was when I was
working. You have Bitcoin, though.
When I was working at 15 years old at Burger King, life was pretty crappy.
Yeah, no doubt. But there are people your age who have a crappy life, too, right? So it just depends on choices in a lot of cases that people make. But given, you know, and you're also not working at a job, you kind of do your own thing, and that's also an unusual circumstance, probably for most people out there in America. A lot of people have jobs. So if you have a job, it's probably true that your job has not kept up, whatever raises you've gotten over time has not kept up with inflation. Of course, there's the government's inflation rate, and then there's the real inflation rate. There's the one they talk about, which excludes certain categories that happen to show that, you know, prices are going up over time.
Right. Inflation doesn't include housing, fuel, and a whole variety of things. Food.
Stuff that everybody needs.
Right.
Everybody buys.
I mean, I don't know. When you're talking about food, fuel, and housing, you're pretty much talking about my paycheck.
Yeah. So, you know, those prices have been going up, so we don't know what the actual inflation rate is. That's up to speculation. But some have said it's in the double digits on a yearly basis, I think, here in the United States. I think the official government gang rate is like, what, 2 or 3% or
something
like that?
It always is, right? And that's part of, go to shadowstats.com and look up what they're not showing. But that's not what I'm...
Well, if you haven't gotten a 10% raise every year, then you're probably behind the ball as far as, you know, keeping up with inflation, which means that the money you're earning isn't going as far as it once was. Therefore, in my opinion, your standard of living is lower. Even if, on the other hand, you do see advancements in technology, obviously. Some things do get cheaper, so there are certain things you can look at and say, well, we have these things now, we didn't have them before. You have a PlayStation game console now and flat-screen televisions, and you didn't have those in 1970. There was an Atari back then, but it was very, very expensive, or Pong, or whatever it was. I don't even know if Atari existed in 1970. It was
not in 1970, but by maybe in the 70s.
Later.
Right? Yeah.
77, 78, something like that. What I'm saying is odds are your standard of living or the your ability to make ends meet has been getting tighter over time. And that's because of what the government has been doing to the money supply and their various manipulations.
And, there's the statistics that say 40% of Americans can't put their hands on $400.
They don't have that much in savings is what you're saying.
Right. There's
they might have a car sitting in the yard, but that's not $400.
60% of Americans can't put their hands on $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
One third of baby boomers, 33%, can't put their hands on $1,000.
That's sad. If you're a baby boomer and you can't put your hands on $1,000, I mean, you've been around for what, 60 years, 70 years?
I'm 48, and I'm Gen X, the middle of Gen X.
Right.
So I think the youngest baby boomer's probably got to be 60.
Something.
And, there's another staggering statistics I've got here. 38% of Americans say that their highest financial priority is just trying to pay the bills. 19% of Americans say it's dealing with credit card debt. So now you have basically 40 and 20%, almost 60% of Americans aren't basically doing anything for retirement. What I'm trying to say is that they're saying that the numbers, the way they are now, that this is the best it's been in a long time. In more than a decade, this is the best it's been.
Wait, what's the best it's been?
The economy.
Really?
The economy right now is the best it's been in a... Buddy!
In a decade. I'm sorry, I thought you said all time.
No. The
Well, yeah, the last decade ago was the recession where they gave a bunch of money to GM and the banks.
Right. They, when everything went bad, they gave money to rich people.
Mm-hmm.
And the government, who they tell us is us, we gave money to rich people because we had to. I don't really know how all this works. It sounds to me like a bunch of people made a decision to steal my money and give it to rich people, I think is what...
except it wasn't your money. You're using their money.
Whatever. I don't even know how... This is how...
You just inflated their money supply. It's not yours.
Nope.
You happen to hold some U.S. dollars, but you're at their mercy, and they are not going to show it to you.
Indeed. And so what I'm trying to say is that if you're not doing well right now, and it's probably not what you're earning, it's what you're spending. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to cut costs, you need to get out of debt, and once you're out of debt, you just got to the starting line.
Yeah, sure.
Right? That's not the finish line, is getting out of debt.
Step one.
Getting out of debt is the starting line, and then you've got to figure out ways to, preserve wealth and that kind of thing. But if you're in that position right now, I don't think things are going to get much better for much longer. I think they're going to get worse.
Now, is this your prediction based on, for instance, the government gang and their unfunded liabilities? Is that one factor? Like, what is it? What are the factors in why you think things are going to get so much worse?
Yeah, I mean, I can rattle off a few things. The Fed's overnight repo rate has gone to, I think, $100 billion.
What's that mean?
Banks, there's been runs on banks, and nobody's talking about it. Banks
really
don't have money to lend, and
what?
They have to. Okay, so they have to have a certain amount in reserves.
Hold on, I'm making notes here. Runs on banks. This is news to me.
Repo rate. That's what somebody needs to be able to Google to, investigate what I'm talking about.
Not to be confused with Repo Man, which was a great movie in the 1980s.
Yeah, pop, baby.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's a cult classic if you haven't seen it, kids. Repo Man. All right, more coming up. You can share your thoughts with us. Is the country heading for some pretty tough financial times? You tell us.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
History classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling, from middle school to law school. To learn more, join us at lfu.freetalklive.com for more details and your invitation to a free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. That's lfu.freetalklive.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They are over at discord.lrn.fm. You want to weigh in on this conversation? You are welcome to do that. In fact, I just noticed somebody is in there right now. And you can also bring up anything that you want. You don't have to talk about the so-called financial crisis. Is it going to be as bad as Mark is believing that it is going to be? And now we're not even sure how bad you think it's going to be yet.
Oh, I don't even know.
Or why it's going to be that way. And if you want to weigh in, you can. The toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Now, I know that one thing that we like to talk about is what can you do about it? Now, obviously, you talked about controlling your spending. That's an obvious thing, or at least to some people it may be obvious, that if you are spending more than you earn, that's not a formula for success. And unfortunately, the government, when they teach these things in school, they don't really teach people savings or good financial habits.
No, they don't. They don't want to do that, and there's no particular benefit.
They want you to be dependent on them.
Well, I don't even know that it's that. So let me explain the difference. There was a time in World War II when they sold war bonds. Remember the thing to do that was patriotic?
Just to buy war bonds.
You want to beat the Hun? You want to put Kojo back in his hole? Buy war bonds. All right. Fast forward about 60 years. George Bush, at a press conference, when asked by reporters, what can we do to support this Iraq war? Remember when everybody was, we're going to get those terrorists by going in and getting Saddam, right? I don't know how that didn't work out particularly well, but nonetheless, when asked, he said, well, go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
The advice changed. How can we support war in, 1940, buy war bonds? How can we support it in 2002 or 2003? Go shopping. That's a big difference. Mm-hmm. And that's because the economy is designed differently now. You are supposed to be a consumer. Things were going real well in 2005 before the boom, when Americans consumer debt was higher than consumer earning. Wow. It was higher than GDP. And that, it's not doing that right now. Americans seem to have learned that lesson, mm-hmm. and our debt to income ratios going, getting better, going down on the chart, because it was going up. Up is bad, down is good. And so that's a good thing. And people are paying off debt. I think they've learned something. But I just feel like there's a lot of people out there that aren't ready for the next recession. There's going to be one, right? Like, what fool among us believes that there isn't going to be some kind of, let's call it an economic downturn? Because I don't know whether we'll ever see a recession again, because we don't make the numbers. They make the numbers. Anyway, that economic downturn, if we're going to be ready for it. Because right now, Americans are still living paycheck to paycheck. A lot of them are.
Yeah, sure.
And,
well, they've got a bunch of debt in a lot of cases already, not just the credit card debt, but student loan debt and other things. Of course, it's a debt-based money system as well. This whole system, this financial system is built on debt, and it's kind of sick.
It's also worth pointing out, because of that if you've got a fixed-rate loan that you've got to pay, and we go into hyperinflation, if that's what the economic downturn looks like, if we go into hyperinflation, then it was better off for you to wait to pay.
Yeah.
So, if you're going to a Weimar Germany situation where money, you got to get your paycheck daily. Otherwise, if you wait till the end of the week, the money from Monday is basically worthless.
Like they have in Venezuela.
Right. Basically, Venezuela, Zimbabwe, there's all kinds of modern examples. If for whatever reason it spirals into that, then, you pay off your student loan with a one wheelbarrow full of worthless dollars.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We have Michael. He's in Nashville. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, real quick, something you can discuss. The Dave Ramsey way of, get out of debt, save till you're 62, can work. But these people that are making $15 an hour, once you're out of debt, you're still barely going to scrape by. People have got to increase their skills and increase their income. Getting out of debt is one thing, but until they increase their income, it's still just a, chasing your tail game. You're going to go paycheck to paycheck till you're 62 and die. But the kids going to college are being taught wrong. They'll get your four-year degree. It's the pathway to heaven. It's not. They've got to learn some skills. Anyway, that's it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that whole thing's a scam, college, for most people. Thank you, Michael, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He said he was listening on, it looks like an LPFM, low-power FM in Nashville, which would be pretty cool. I did not know that we were on that station, if
so,
it's true.
There's certainly nothing wrong with getting some skills and that sort of thing, so I don't disagree with him. But if you're, you know, my age, 48 years old, and you've been working for $15, $20 an hour this long, you're used to those things, mm-hmm. right? Like you've got, you know, you either rent a house or you got a little house or whatever it is. And so I would say, in fact, it's not what you make, it's what you spend.
Well, right. That's how you would get out of debt in the first place.
So, no, I mean, if you not just getting out of debt, though. I mean going beyond that.
I understand that. But if you can pay off your debt, that suggests that you can then save. You just keep doing the same thing you were doing to pay off the debt, and then you just put that money into savings. That's all you'd have to do there.
Agreed. Right. It's just that, like, your lifestyle isn't going to be fantastic, but, you know, it's okay.
That's what you're used to.
I lived in an 800 square foot house until very recently, and mm-hmm. you know, life was pretty good. I was happy. I had all the room I needed.
You keep your costs down.
You're wealthy in the love that you get from your family and your friends.
You're also wealthy in that you're not, you know, eking out an existence on some African desert somewhere, right? Like, there's a lot of very unpleasant places that you could be instead of in a nice, warm or air conditioned home.
I'd rather have an 800 square foot cabin paid off
mm-hmm.
than to have some 3,000 square foot house that I'm making a $2,500 a month mortgage payment on.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I'd rather have what's mine and, you know, not have to be worried about what's coming next. You know, when you sign up for all that debt for that new car and you're paying $400 a month for that new car, you're prepared, you're signing the dotted line that you can pay that, and you don't really know. You presume you can, maybe, probably you can, but you don't want to eat up all your paycheck before it's even, earned, and that's what's going on with debt. So I'm just warning people. I think that there's an economic crisis coming. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know how terrible it is. I mean, I don't want to use the term crisis. Some people are living in a crisis right now.
Sure.
And the best
thing, making ends meet, that's a crisis, right? Feels like it.
Best thing you can do, pay down debt, get in control of your finances, and start a budget, do the things that you know work as far as money goes. And if you don't, there's plenty of advice, podcasts, books, everything out there that will help you in this particular arena. Don't say Free Talk Live didn't warn you.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Mark, you were talking about some of the reasons why you think things are going to get worse. You mentioned a repo rate at the bank, and we didn't really get into that. Maybe we can talk
about
that.
Sure, let's talk about the repo rate.
What that means, 855-450-FREE. What can you really do about this? I mean, beyond cutting back on your costs of living and, you know, saving, what are some other ideas? 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to share your thoughts with us here. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar, and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other tokens are languishing, the Divvy token price has increased 300%. Now's the time to make the switch to Divvy, or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus one-click masternodes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A top Trump administration official has been ordered by House Democrats to turn over documents leaked to President Trump and his July call to the leader of Ukraine by October 4th.
The chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee said that Democrats felt they had no choice but to step up their efforts and issue the subpoena for Secretary of State Pompeo because the administration ignored their previous inquiries.
The subpoena is the last thing you should do, and we only did it because they turned a blind eye to whatever we asked for. We asked for information, we asked for documents, and we were stonewalled.
Meanwhile, Kurt Volker, the president's special envoy to Ukraine, has stepped down ahead of an appearance on Capitol Hill next week. The decision follows disclosures that Volker had connected Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani with Ukrainian officials as he was trying to persuade them to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you may bring up what you want. We're talking about finances, and you know, this is something that everybody has in common. You know, a lot of times on talk radio, they're talking about some politician or whatever, and we don't tend to do that here on Free Talk Live. During the presidential election, it's inevitable that we'll have to cover some of what these scum are up to, but for the most part, we talk about issues here on Free Talk Live. But, you know, not everybody is into vaping. Not everybody is into, you know, cannabis or whatever it is that's the issue of the moment. But everybody's got to deal with money at some point in their lives. And so I hope that this is a useful conversation and maybe an eye-opening conversation about exactly what's wrong with people in the United States. And again, this may apply in a lot of the rest of the Western world. I don't know. I don't live there. But we'll continue with that discussion here. We also will hopefully get into some ideas as to, you know, what you can do to protect yourself from a financial crisis or a recession or whatever you want to call it that could be in the future. Mark, you seem pretty certain that it's coming, and I think Ron Paul would probably agree with you
Yeah, I think Ron Paul would, but you know, the thing is that it's difficult when you deal with the permabears out there. And I don't know whether Ron Paul is a permabear, but it seems like he's always looking for
somebody who's negative about the economy.
A permabear is a person who believes that the next economic crisis is always a month away.
Mm-hmm, right.
And it's not, right? The people, the liars and thieves, the financial jugglers and the circus that we call global finance, they're good at juggling.
They
juggled for a long time. They can keep those balls in the air when you would think they can't. But how many financial crises have you lived through in your life. You know, there's Black Tuesday, and there's a, maybe it was Black Monday. I don't know. There was the one in the, you know, the SNL debacle. There's the dot-com boom and bust. Mm-hmm. There's the Great Recession. There's quite a few of them just since I've become an adult. And that's something, I mean, they just keep happening. Every few years, it seems like, and I don't know, 7, 8, 10 years, well, it's been the recession that precipitated the housing bust that went on was, I believe, in the end of 2005. No, the recession.
I did go through the housing thing.
Recession was 2007. The housing bust was 2005.
I lost money selling a house in Florida during that.
Sure.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We can continue on, you know, predictions and that sort of thing. But also, I want to make sure you know about local.bitcoin.com. One of the solutions we'll talk more about is diversifying what you, you know, whatever wealth you have outside of the U.S. dollar and getting out of their financial system, because Satoshi Nakamoto, when he or she or whoever they are created Bitcoin back in 2009, Satoshi Nakamoto gave us a way out that wasn't just gold and silver, which those are fine ideas as well. I like precious metals, too. This is something that no one is in control of, that it's truly money that you actually are in control of, the individuals are in control of, rather than the banks in the centralized power of government gangs around the world. So if you're ready to get into buying some Bitcoin Cash, which is one of the cryptocurrencies out there, one of the top, I think, four, go to local.bitcoin.com. That's where you can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash on a global trading platform with no identification requirements. You're used to a bunch of ID and paperwork when you're dealing with banks. Not so when it comes to a lot of the cryptocurrency world, and local.bitcoin.com is a shining example of that. Also, communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted on the site. So it's a global trading platform that respects your privacy, which makes it really different. Go to local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. That's local.bitcoin.com. John is on the line in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Hello, John.
Hello, my name is John. My verbs are fight, kick, punch.
All right.
Yeah, I was going to talk about vaping because I couldn't think of much else to talk about, but you guys pretty much ruined that for me. So
sorry, buddy. I guess I'll talk
about the currency flow issue you guys are talking on. Listen, man, it's not that hard, man. You got to have at least two things going on. You got to have one job to cover all the ends, all the bills, make the ends meet. And then you got to have a little side gig or something part-time. You just got to work extra hard at it. And that's
like selling
money
crack cocaine.
Away. Well, I wouldn't suggest selling crack cocaine, but if it takes
I think the market
out
fell
weekend,
out in like 1992.
Man, exactly. I haven't seen anybody selling crack cocaine here recently in
Delaware. Well, somebody's selling it here in Keene, New Hampshire, because there's people smoking crack.
Somebody.
I was in jail for civil disobedience with a guy that was a crack smoker.
As long as there's cocaine, there will always be crack smokers,
yeah.
Gentlemen.
No, but what were you? What did you mean when you said
here now? It's heroin.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, they're really into that stuff
in my
here.
Area. It's a damn shame.
It is. It is. But that has to do with depression. Heroin use and drug abuse, you know, for instance, drug abuse has a lot to do with people who don't see a bright future. These are people who are, you know, overburdened perhaps with debt and
these are people
stuck.
That watch too much of the mainstream media. It's depressing. Look what they feed everybody. Look what's going on. These people need to turn the TVs off. I refuse to watch a television. I know it may sound lame to everybody else, but I like the radio, man. At least I get half of the honest truth off the stereo. Everything that's on TV is a lie, and it's a pipe dream that they feed everybody. And even the media, they're all a bunch of, not the media, excuse me, the media is Democrats. But the Democrats are a bunch of actors and actresses, and so are the Republicans. They're not politicians anymore. They just want to be famous. They want to get on television, and they want it to be a soap
opera.
Well,
the old joke about politics is it's Hollywood for ugly people.
You got that right. Well, it used to be Hollywood for real ugly people before they were all on television. Think about it now. Everybody got the plastic surgery.
No, they're still ugly.
She's 120 years old. 90%.
I mean, I'll give AOC a pass, but she's young still. She's probably going to turn into a grizzled old hag. Hey, thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it. Toll-free number if you want to join us. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
It's not like they didn't warn us. I mean, poly meaning many, ticks meaning bloodsuckers, right?
They're not going to be pretty. Have you ever looked at a tick under a microscope? My God, it's a horrifying monstrosity.
Well, yeah, they're little monsters. I don't see any particular value with calling politicians ugly.
How about scum of the earth?
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Generally, they're very successful liars and thieves.
They are. Well, I mean, not as well. They're successful, but they could have been more successful if they'd like had some business sense.
And people like to refer back to the Constitution, and I think that if the government abided by the Constitution, we'd be in significantly better stead than we currently are. But besides that, the Constitution sets up a system where the most successful person at campaigning is the one who gets the job, and doesn't seem like a particularly good way to choose a person to do that job.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'd be better off at this point if we randomly picked a new president every year.
We'd be better off with no Washington, D.C. and no president.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with that necessarily either, but,
nobody deserves that kind of power.
The move...
And I'm including nobody, who is our co-host during the week.
Right. So the president, when the Constitution was written, didn't have a lot of power. Presidents are to go out and...
Well, that changed.
Absolutely, because people want a face on whatever the organization is, and power tends to consolidate.
Sure.
It's a federation. It's supposed to be a 50 sovereign states with one government that basically takes care of the military and ensures that interstate commerce is respected. And that's all it should be doing. It does much, much more. So, anyway, you were going to ask me about the repo rate?
Yeah, absolutely. But we're also going to talk to AC, who is on the line on Discord. AC, where are you calling from tonight?
Ohio.
All right. Welcome to Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I sound okay?
No, actually, you sound terrible. I don't know if you've got a connection issue or whatever, but...
Yeah, you're modulating.
We'll tell you what. We're going to put you on hold here, and we'll check you in just a moment. Maybe we'll do a reconnect and see if that'll clear things up. So we can talk about, again, some of the more financial issues that people may be facing here in the United States. Why are things, possibly going to be getting worse? That is Mark's prediction that they are going to. How soon? Don't know. How bad? Don't really know.
It isn't going to be good.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's bad for you now, if you're just climbing out of the hole, and I think that's what a lot of people are doing, well, you better decorate the hole, because you're going back in.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms, and usually they sound pretty good. Over at discord.lrn.fm, that's also where you can get tipped by people in the chat room with our cool new crypto tip bot. We're coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just
just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. And I want to say thank you to Sean E. There's a bunch of E's there. Sean E. is a gold amplifier. That means that Sean is contributing $10 per month to the Free Talk Live AMP program. And AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That is a way for you to get behind what we do here at Free Talk Live. If you appreciate what we do, which is talk about the ideas of freedom and, you know, financial responsibility on occasion as well, but freedom and liberty and peace and cryptocurrency on a 7-night-a-week basis on broadcast radio on over 200 radio stations coast to coast. You appreciate that kind of work. You appreciate the fact that it's free, that you can download archives, you can watch us on Twitch and DLive, and you can do all that stuff for free. Then please get behind the AMP program for $5 a month, or in Sean's case, he's doing 10, and we appreciate that too. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there with PayPal. You can use credit card. You can use Bitcoin BTC at ampamp.freetalklive.com. And I got to apologize to AC. We got distracted having a conversation during the break, so I didn't actually check on his call like I said that I was going to. So we'll get to you, AC. Stand by. He had some connection issues on our Discord. But let's go first to Winston. We've been talking about money and talking about financial responsibility. Winston, you're on Free Talk Live. Watch. I told you you're not allowed to call on Nights with Mark in the studio. I've unbanned him from Nights You're Not in the Studio. We had him on last night for a whole segment, tried to figure out what his problem is. He's still all mad about somebody saying he had 3 DUIs instead of 2 or whatever it was, or 1. So, anyway.
Yeah, for those that don't know,
he's a very angry man.
He's very angry. I think that's probably the best.
If you want to find out more about him, listen to last night's episode. There's a whole segment with him. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So we've been talking about finances. Mark, you mentioned this repo rate. This doesn't have to do with taking back cars that right. have not had payments made.
No, the repo rate is basically this. It hasn't had to be, you know, they haven't had to do this since like 2008. But very recently, some banks have needed some to borrow overnight mm-hmm. to cover their legal requirements. So there's what they call fractional reserve banking is what we do in the United States. So a bank needs to have a certain percentage in deposits for the amount that it has in loans.
Right. It's like 9-to-1 or something right. like that.
And it really can't do anything about its loans very well, but it can go and borrow from the Federal Reserve overnight at a low rate. But when lots of banks are doing this, the Federal Reserve needs to make lots of funds available, mm-hmm. and the rate tends to go up and, you know, just a whole variety of things. So it's not good. It's showing instability in the marketplace. Plus,
what is showing instability? The repo? More banks are doing more of these loans?
Banks have to legally borrow mm-hmm. and haven't had to for years.
I see. So if they're in a pinch, they don't have enough money in the vault, they need to make more loans, they then have to borrow more money to make the more loans? Is that
No, they just need the money. People have taken their deposits out.
This is what you mentioned. You mentioned a run on the banks, but nobody's talking about it. This is news to me because, nobody's talking about it.
That's me. That's some conjecture.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why banks need to borrow on the repo rate. Maybe they've just made a bunch of irresponsible loans. That's another
possibility.
Which
isn't unheard of.
Or a bunch of people are sitting on cash because they don't trust the banks. And if they don't trust the banks, then, you know, it means you shouldn't. If you don't trust banks, you shouldn't be holding dollars.
Mm.
You shouldn't be holding fiat currency at all, euros or drachma or whatever. You shouldn't be holding any government currency if you don't trust the banks, because the banks create the currency.
Well, you shouldn't trust the government central banks. Now, the banks that, you know, the average person deals with are not the central banks. They're like the little members of the central bank, basically.
Yeah.
The various corporate banks out there, for instance, you know, Bank of America or whatever. These are the consumer business banks. But they are all tied into that Federal Reserve and that monetary policy and the dollar. Or you fill in if you're listening internationally, you fill in your local, what they call fiat currency. That's a currency that's issued by fiat, by decree, by the king or, you know, the government or dictator or whoever, that says, there shall be Bolivar. And then they print whatever, however many amount that
they feel like
the central bankers feel they can get away with. And so I agree with you that people really ought to get out of the dollar as much as they possibly can. And what's funny is...
No, I said if you don't. I'm
going to say you should get out of the dollar.
I think that's good advice. Like, one of the things that I would say that you should do here in the near future, if you have some dollars, if you're one of these people that's actually gotten out of the hole, is that you should be looking at gold, silver. You should be looking at Bitcoin. A lot of rich people are going into bonds. I don't see bonds as a good choice right now, personally.
Isn't that a government investment? I don't know much about it.
No, bonds are any business could basically puts out a loan out of the marketplace.
There are government bonds, though, right?
It's a loan for it's a private loan from the marketplace. So there are what they call muni bonds, sure,
right?
And those are tax free and those sorts of things. And I don't know whether I don't have any of them personally.
I wouldn't invest in government.
But there's a few places I think you can go, but. I would look at cryptocurrency. I think that there's going to be another run. It seems like cryptocurrencies do better in places that are having
financial trouble. Yeah, they do.
And that could be if the United States has financial trouble, it could imperil the position of the dollar as the world's reserve currency. Right now, when China makes a contract to buy oil from Saudi Arabia, it's likely that that contract is in U.S. dollars. If that position ever is threatened, if it ever becomes, you know, just it, no people aren't doing business in dollars anymore, then the market shrinks for dollars dramatically. Dollars aren't just used inside the United States and Panama and a few other countries. They're used globally for global markets. When and if they stop using them globally and start using anything else, Bitcoin, a basket of currencies created by the World Bank, the euro, you know, the ruble, whatever it is. If they switch for whatever reason, then your dollar, it just crashes the market. And I don't know, I'm not claiming that's what's going to happen, but it could.
Well, the dollar's kind of funny because, you know, I follow cryptocurrency-related news in a lot of cases. It's one of the things I'm interested in. And so I get that, you know, how Google has their little news feed. That they know what you search for, so they know what you want to see in your news feed, right? Well, one of the sort of related stories to cryptocurrencies is obviously stuff regarding fiat, like the dollar. And I've been seeing a lot of, like, dollar propaganda pieces out there. And I wish I had one of the headlines in front of me right now, but they've basically been like, it looks like the dollar is the world's refuge, and like for people that care about value or whatever. And here's a headline. I just typed in dollar into Google News search from CNBC, published 2 days ago. Dollar hits highest level in 2 years. Now, of course, they're just comparing the dollar to other fiat currencies.
Sure, that's what they do compare them to.
Because the dollar isn't buying more today than it was 2 years ago, than it was 20 years ago. It's buying less than it was.
The second largest market in the world is China, mm-hmm. And Trump complains, rightly so, that China artificially devalues its currency in order to put itself in a better trading position. Trump actually wants to see the dollar decrease against other currencies in the marketplace.
He wants to see it decrease, meaning lose its value compared to other fiats?
Yes, because that would be advantageous for trade.
How?
Because people would be able to send their goods for, you know, over here and trade for dollars at a better rate, and that's what would make them happy. So it would be good for international
trade.
That
hurts Americans.
No, it doesn't. Well, it hurts Americans that want to travel. But, it benefits China. Right? So it would benefit the U.S. I can see why Trump wants to do it. I won't mess with those things. Wouldn't mess with those things if it was my choice. I say,
well, can he accomplish what he's talking about through massive printing of the dollar?
Trump doesn't sit on the board of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, but the president appoints somebody there.
I understand. The Federal Reserve should not make decisions based on politics, and it's part of their mandate.
Oh, they would never do that.
Well, it's part of their mandate. And
the fact is, the Federal Reserve exists because of politics. It exists because they are the federal government's bitch, and their job is to buy up whatever it is the federal government can't sell anywhere else, as far as its, you know, treasuries or whatever financial investments that it sells.
So the president can create debt for the U.S. government with impunity. The Congress does that, spending. Trump should stay the hell out of domestic spending and do what the president's supposed to do, which is foreign policy.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour number two is on the way, whether you want to talk about finances or an orangutan that's got human rights, according to an Argentinian court, now moving to Florida, or the very first ever cannabis cafe to open in California.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.